You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm Roland from Machtdose, and when I'm not arranging items on a dresser at right angles, I like to listen to electrical language.
Well, hello everybody. I'm recording on Saturday the 8th of November 2008. I don't know if you can hear the wind and the rain outside, but it is horrendous. It's a wall of water coming down outside, and it's been like that for quite a few minutes, and poor Richard is out at football practice. I better go and get him in a few minutes, I suppose, so this podcast will be recorded at least two takes. Anyway, this is Hole by 65 Days of Static. We'll be right back.
the Electrical Language Podcast. Turn up the rhythm and you'll pick up the beat.
Well, I forgot to say at the beginning of the podcast that you're listening to Electrical Language number 147, and I hope you like what you hear so far. That last song, Excellent Poppy Song, is the first of three Excellent Poppy Songs that I've got for you today. Now, since I last spoke to you, I have indeed been out to collect Richard from his football practice, and boy, was he drenched. Bedraggled, soaked to the skin, whatever you want to call it, covered in mud. At least they all had the good sense to realise they were going to get drenched, so they might as well enjoy it. And I think there was sort of rolling around in puddles of water and generally doing things like that teenage boys will do. Jess, in the meantime, had a shower, and I think of the two, she was the drier. Right, okay, so that second song there, the Excellent Poppy Song, was by Blue Juice, who are from Sydney in Australia, and the song was called Vitriol. Now, Blue Juice are, there's five of them, Jamie Sibbage, who plays four strings, distortion box and synth weirdness, Jerry Crabe on keys and The Passion of the Crabe, Ned Molesworth, who plays live boomsticks and face escaper, Jake Stone screaming, backing harmony, screams and physical theatre, and Stav Yanouakis on verse hooks and a new jack swing. So an eclectic range of instruments there. I've seen a YouTube video for that song, Vitriol, where they're performing in a shopping mall, it seems like, or a shopping precinct, and that would have been a great fun sort of bit of impromptu street theatre to encounter. Now, Blue Juice, yes, they were shortlisted for the 2007 Australian Music Prize, and whilst they didn't win the main prize, they won the Red Bull Award for Outstanding Potential. And many, many thanks to Will from Heaps of Flash Records for sending that to me. Thanks for that, Will. He's promised me a copy of the album, and I'm looking forward to that. The album is called Problems, and hopefully that will contain one or two more songs that I will be able to bring you on the podcast. The instrumental before that was Hole by 65 Days of Static. They are a band from Sheffield in the UK. They do exclusively instrumental stuff. And that song I actually got on Iona PromoNet. And what else can I tell you? 65daysofstatic.com, I think, is the website address. Do look at the links on www.electricallanguage.co.uk. UK. Now, I promise you three excellent pop songs, and you've had the first of those with Vitriol by Blue Juice. Let's move on to Glasgow, which is where you will find Louise Against the Elements, who are a collaboration between singer-songwriter Louise Hendry and a reclusive heavy instrumental combo known as The Elements. There's Stephen Merrick on guitar, David Brogan bass, Dennis Brogan keyboards, and Tim Gray on drums. So Louise Hendry met up with The Elements and they hastily agreed a mission plan to rid the world of grey indie navel-gazing, and they rightly concluded that female-fronted pop attitude was the order of the day. Well, female-fronted pop attitude is what you get with this song, and it's called Fortune Man. There you are, female-fronted pop with attitude. Louise Against the Elements, who you can find at myspace.com/Louise Against the Elements. Now, I said I was going to bring you three great pop songs, and the third of them comes from Paul Doucette with the help of a number of his friends. Now, let's see what I can tell you. Paul Doucette enjoyed success with a band called Matchbox 20, who apparently were very successful, but unfortunately, and this so often happens the case, I'm afraid they've completely passed me by, so sorry about that. And he decided he was going to record something on his own. I'm not sure if Matchbox 20 have ceased to be, or if he's just doing something else in between projects with that band. But anyway, my friends at Aerial Publicity have sent me his album, which is called, and I've totally forgotten the name of the album, but I was listening to it this morning, which is dreadful of me. It's called Milk the Bee, and how could I forget the title of a band, of an album called Milk the Bee. He says, Paul Doucette says, seemed like a really futile thing to do. You make a record and really, well, what's the point? It's like milking a bee. Anyway, this is a really catchy song from it. Initially, it reminded me somewhat of Echo and the Bunnymen, but then changes directions slightly. The influences and comparisons we see are the Beatles, REM, the Replacements, Harry Nilsson, Neil Finn, yep, can see that, and Elvis Costello. Anyway, so here it is, and the song is called You Won't Be Able to Be Sad. Now, I haven't told you the name of the of Paul Doucette's project, because he hasn't recorded this under his own name. You know how they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Well, this is the break and repair method.
Just a poor boy, my fortune is sad. I've always been courting other wagoners' lad. He's courted me nightly and never by day. And now he's loading and going away. Oh, your horses are hungry, go and feed them some hay. Then sit down here by me as long as you may. My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'll be on my way. Oh, your wagon needs greasing, your whip is to mend. So sit down here by me as long as you can. My wagon is greasy, my whip's in my hand, so fare thee well, darling, no longer to stand. Oh, hard is the fortune of all of our kind. We're always controlled, we're always confined. Controlled by people, unless we take wife, or a slave to the highway for the rest of our lives. And he's a slave to the highway for the rest of his life.
Well, wasn't that splendid? That was The Wagoner's Lad by Dudley Saunders. I played a couple of songs by Dudley Saunders 3 weeks ago, I think it was, on Electrical Language number 144. And I said at that time that Dudley was trying to send me his CD. Well, at that time it had taken 2 weeks, and there were, shall we say, ongoing difficulties with the courier company that Dudley was using, a well-known company whose name I won't mention, but it's one of those organisations that will send you something express from that federal country across the pond, so to speak. The place that's just elected a new president, and good luck to them. Now, so that was 3 weeks ago when we'd already had problems with this for 2 weeks. I sort of got in contact with the company, with the courier company, using the details and tracking number and so on that Dudley had sent me, and suggested they might like to try and deliver it to my work address rather than my home address, which they seem to be having difficulty locating. I had a call more than 2 weeks ago saying they'd lost it, and then I had a call earlier this week saying it had been found and was in a depot in Peterborough, which is not where it needed to be to get to me. And eventually on Thursday at work I received a package. Well, the CD case was rather smashed, but never mind, the CD and the insert and everything is fine, and while CD cases they're easy to get hold of, so that's not a problem. But Dudley, thank you so much. Yes, anyway, the album, it's called The Emergency Lane, and, well, I'm really, really enjoying it. But, on the whole, the songs, when you read the lyrics, and as I said last time, they're quite disturbing, and they show sort of, you know, the darker side of life or of Dudley's imagination. You'll remember one of the songs I played was called Love Song for Jeffrey Dahmer, and so that will rather explain it. But, nevertheless, musically, the songs are fantastic. Dudley sings so well, as you can hear just from that song, The Wagoner's Lad, that he sings without any instrument backing. So it's very sort of very exposed position to be as a vocalist, I'm sure. So the last song I'm going to play for you on Electrical Language number 147 is another one by Dudley Saunders. The lyrics are indeed disturbing. But it reminds me somewhat musically and in very many ways of Peter Gabriel. So anyway, here it is. Thank you very much, Dudley Saunders. This is Side of Sane.
Benny rushes down a ray of street lamp light, with his face a little crooked, fingers a little tight. He meet up with a guy who kind of eyes him like an alley, and as he starts to buy the garbage signs, while he's thinking back to Sally's essence waiting on the corner, hoping no one's gonna come along and try to warn her. A fool who's fitting rules that only fit him fine. He's made him and she paid him and she likes him. just decide. She remembers about that first time when I took her on the stage. It hurt as good as murder, and her blood sang on the air. When he came, he shot right through him and struck her in the brain. And now she's knocked up in the head without the bread to make a wire hanger. Learn how to unhand. He's jumping drunk, he's skipping signs to tell him that this property. Once more her panties round her ankles, fingers wrangle there, I swear, babe. It ain't gonna hurt. Her lunacy is waning, but you know it's gonna wax back like a moon. When he rams her in the doorway, makes her so way deep like a knife in two. Then he'll skip out with the whistle, empty this or maybe leave her. Though she feels with her legs are freshly dragged, you know she'd sweat all the bad deeds. And so she listened barely high and crawled away and swear she'd try again. And until it burns upon projector light, the stream in black and white will run again and again and again. And again, the street starts calling her.
There we are, The Other Side of Sane by Dudley Saunders, bringing to an end Electrical Language number 147, and many thanks to all of the artists played today who've let me play their music. They have been 65 Days of Static, Blue Juice, Louise Against the Elements, The Breakhead Repair Method, and Dudley Saunders. And as always, many thanks to all of you for downloading and for listening. Goodbye.